There's a lot to think about. Obviously, we want to capitalize on every opportunity that we have with the ball to go score touchdowns. And when the defense plays as well as it has been this last three games, it's our duty on the offense to make sure that we turn those, short fields and quick turnovers into points. And, obviously today we get down into the red zone twice and we don't do so. A field goal on one, a fumble on another is unacceptable. Those need to be touchdowns in order for us to continue to, have the success we've been having. But overall, I think it was an awesome opportunity to go out and compete against some ones with the ones and take the things that we've been doing in practice and apply them to a game situation.
Was your week really different upon this announcement?
Not even the slightest bit. The preparation was the exact same. Especially last week when I knew I was going to go on in the first half, I was getting reps with the ones. A couple more reps in practice for sure, but overall, I've been able to create a process that I trust in and looking to build upon it and learn from it and take it into the regular season.
You told us that heading into this game, as long as you basically just ball right on your face or hang or anything like that you would be the main starting quarterback of the Browns.
Yeah.
And you just said after the game, he wants to watch a tape that he said, he didn't ball right on his face. Did a lot of things that people
right.
Like to see.
It's my job to just go perform in whatever situation coach puts me in, whether it be the starter, second team, third team, whatever it is. If it's a preseason game or regular season game, I just want to go out and I do whatever I can to help this team, get in a winning position.
It seemed really honest, like throwing the ball really well and you weren't getting much up from the receiver. And then, does that throw you off of any rhythm at all because
then you start misfiring
a little bit?
No, there's some footwork things that I got to continue to clean up. There's some momentum things that obviously play into it that you got to be able to fight against as an offense. When you're driving and having the drives that you have, you got to make sure that carries on to the next drive. You can't allow the other offense to step on the field and take you out of that rhythm that you have. Me personally, and us as an offense. But overall, it's until I go see this on tape, you can kind of you can take this in two ways. You see six of whatever the stats were, and you can call it a bad game. But if you go out there and watch what we're able to do as far as developing drives, we know that if we build on that, by the time week one comes on, we'll have a good offense ready to go out and compete and support the great defense that we have right now. Absolutely. All these games, you're just looking for different experiences, especially as a rookie, out there in my first start. I want to feel everything, to be backed up and have some fans yelling behind you and have to adjust your cadence, to have some situations in which, we go out there, we don't have the success that we want, and the sideline communication is a big thing that I was able to, go out and participate in. All these different situations are going to be for me to pull from throughout this year and hopefully, have some success and learn from them.
Sean, if you're named the starter on Monday, you still can play over?
Absolutely. Every rep is valuable at this point. I think Coach Jackson will obviously make the call on that, but for me, I think that anytime you put me out there, it's an opportunity for me to learn to get better. And, another preseason game is just another opportunity for me to learn about myself and put myself in these same situations we were just talking about to learn from so I can pull from later in the year. No. We had a really good week of preparation, a really good game plan. I was able to go out there and feel comfortable right away. Obviously, a big third down conversion in that first drive was able to get some of those, early game jitters out of the way. And, Corey makes some big plays, and we start building off of each other and creating some momentum.
What about that connection
that you and Corey are starting to establish? Yeah, Corey Coleman is one of our great playmakers of many. But when you put him backside one-on-one, you got to be able to create some sort of a connection between quarterback to your ex receiver. And for him to go out there and make the plays that he did only allows me to create more trust for him, that if you're going to play him man-to-man backside and give us an opportunity to throw the ball that way, if we can get the protection right, we're going to have to go out and expose that. Absolutely. Kenny Britt is a guy who's been in this league for quite some time, has been making plays since I've been in, 7th, 8th grade. Those plays are going to continue to be made, and as long as these young guys continue to develop the way that we have been developing and this, this relationship between me and these guys continues to develop, we're going to be able to make some big plays. to see our defense go out there and stop teams and keep teams out of the end zone the way they have is something that you know, fires me up, because that means that all I have to do is go out there and score touchdowns afterwards, and that's the ultimate goal. Yeah, it did actually. But by the time the weather hit, I was on the sideline. I was out there throwing the ball 26 times in the NC State game when that was happening. You know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, this is truly a blessing to be in this organization, going through the things that we're going through. You know, that was a moment that truly was a obviously an opportunity to end one phase of my life and start another. And right now it's about making sure that from that day forward that I do whatever it takes to make sure that I never feel that hurt again. And, you know, I continue to reflect on those different situations before that time and making sure that I'm taking nothing but the positives. There's a lot of things that you can go back and pull yourself down from in a 4-8 season in my last college career game, and then also expecting to be a first-round guy and fall into the second round. But right now it's all about the positives and learning from them and doing whatever I can to, once again, continue to put this team in a position to win games.
Can you tell us about Jim Brown and addressing the
team? Absolutely. You know, Mr. Brown is a tight member to this team, and his presence is obviously felt anytime he walks in. And you know, yesterday was an opportunity for him to step up in front of us again and give us another great speech that led for us to, you know, be motivated to, you know, understand our responsibilities off the field as well as on the field. He continues to talk to us and push us to get back to the success that he's had, and he will continue to use him as an asset.
Thank you.